In the case involving Mr. Percival Apalu of the Liberal Party of Ghana, the Financial Intelligence Center flagged and filed a suspicious transaction report with First Bank Ghana Limited regarding transactions on an account belonging to Poma Universal Ghana Limited. That is a company owned by the said Kofi Apalu. Following the STR, that is a suspicious transaction report by the FIC, the Economic and Organized Crime began an investigation into the matter. The investigations revealed that Poma Universal Ghana Limited, a business entity owned entirely by a lady called Ekua Poma, was the legitimate contractor that was awarded a feeder roads contract by Cocoa Board. The contract, which was valued at 29.5 million Ghana cedis, was awarded in December 2020. Although the project commenced and an initial amount was properly deposited into Poma Universal Ghana Limited, subsequent payments raised serious concerns regarding misrepresentation, forgery, and unauthorized handling of the checks. Our investigations revealed that Apalu secretly incorporated another company, separate and distinct from Poma Universal Ghana Limited, also known as Poma Universal Ghana Limited, but deliberately added H to the Poma. So Poma is P-O-M-A-A, all right, Ghana Limited, which is a company which is owned by Ekua Poma. What the company that he incorporated added H to the Poma, so it became, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the same Poma, yeah, Poma Ghana Limited, Universal Ghana Limited. But the difference was just the H at the end of Poma. And so after having done this, between December 2022 and June 2024, Apalu collected 8 checks issued by Cocoa Board in the name of Poma Universal Ghana Limited. That is the original and authentic Poma, totaling 3.1 million. That is 3,169,432 Ghana cedis and 22 pesos, and deposited them into the account of his own company, that is also Poma Ghana Limited, with an H at First Bank Ghana Limited. Again, our investigations confirmed that Ekua Poma was unaware of both the existence of the Poma Ghana Limited, that is the second company, and the diversion of the funds until Cocoa Board contacted her in June 2024 regarding outstanding balances on the contract. She subsequently discovered that Apalu had collected and misdirected the payments without her consent. Ekua Poma also alleged that Apalu forged her signature on the Cocoa Board contract using her former name, Mercy Owusu, to secure the agreement without her authorization. First Bank Ghana Limited conducted an internal investigation and corroborated the fraud allegations that we have made, concluding that Apalu knowingly misrepresented ownership of the checks and deposited them into the wrong account. The bank acknowledged operational failures in detecting the discrepancies between the checks, the check payee names, and the account numbers. The suspects who have been investigated are Percival Kofi Apalu, Poma Ghana Limited, the Poma with the H, and Delvin Apalu, his wife. That is the spouse of Kofi Apalu. It's fast becoming fashionable to commit crimes with spouses these days. The evidence shows that they engage in various criminal offenses, including stealing, forgery, and money laundering. And they will be charged by my office again, as I said, upon, resumption of work after the Christmas holidays.